This is 3DS. Three dudes.
Welcome.
I'm the main me. My me name is just Nate, and yours can't be said on the radio.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. I think it is. Didn't he?
Isn't that what it's about?
No. Wait, let me check.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah, he did.
Let me check the seven.
All right, so I'll just be Lil T.
The listeners at home can figure out
what you mean. Use your imagination for that.
And I am Trill Dank.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I was talking to the listeners.
It's a pleasure.
Should we all give out our friend codes?
How do you do that?
You just say it.
Like, where do you find the friend code?
Unlock. If you want to go steal my DS.
The three of us.
Steal my DS.
Three of us, we all own the popular handheld gaming system.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo 3DS. We all enjoy that handheld game system very much.
We definitely enjoy it. Lately, I've been gaming on the go. Beautiful day. I sat outside and did some gaming.
Can we go around in a circle and discuss which games we have? And maybe even say our favorite game that we've been playing recently.
I think
I'll
so.
I'll go first. My name's Nate. I'm a gamer. Here's a couple 3DS games I own. I own Super Mario 3D Land. I own Majora's Mask 3D. I own Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds. I own Mario Kart 7. And today I played Mario Kart 7. I came in first place 4 times in the 100cc Mushroom Cup as Luigi.
Wow.
Fantastic. I am also a gamer, and I'm new to the 3DS system, and I have Pokemon X, and I also have Fire Emblem Fates Birthright. What do you have, Belf?
My name's Lil T. I have Pokemon Y and Nate's copy of Mario Super Mario 3D.
If I might interject, he does have my copy of Super Mario 3D Land. Also, I own Pokemon either X or Y. I'm not sure. I own Pokemon X. I'm in possession of the case for Pokemon X. Not sure what the cartridge is, but I would include that in my gaming library. Sorry, Ben. Back to you.
Thank you. Today I spent a lot of time playing Mario 3D Land. I've almost completed it.
Have you been playing as Mario?
I've been playing as Mario, yes. You need to complete it once to play as Luigi.
Oh, you don't have Luigi yet. Okay. I'm sorry to spoil it for you.
There seems to be an ominous door in the studio.
Do we have a ghost in the studio?
Or maybe it's just the person who's supposed to be here. Maybe he has a DS. Well, in the meantime,
I do want to say the studio is open for the next host. We don't need to be here.
But we're sure enjoying our time.
Yeah, the next host is here. You can come right in. Maybe he can tell us what games he has. But Pokemon, honestly, not too thrilled. Made a good amount of money for it. Definitely not getting a bang for my buck.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, force myself to play because I paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just think I don't have as much nostalgia for it as I thought I had.
Yeah, the thing is I don't like the 3D world. I really prefer the top down. I find the 3D, not even just like the 3D of the 3DS where it pops out at you, but just the 3D world that they have in there. I find it distracting. I find it overwhelming. I find it scary. I really can't handle myself when I'm playing that game for more than 15 minutes at a time. Then I must take a break.
I walked into the first little forest, there were two monkeys. One was a grass monkey and a fire monkey.
Yeah.
I was immediately confused.
Oh, I fought that fight.
I might have broken. I thought I might have had a dysfunctioning car.
I have to ask, were they actual, like, monkeys? Or
no.
Were they monkey-type Pokemon?
They were chimpanzees.
Not called chimpanzees.
Were they Pokemon?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're okay. Pokemon. It's a world.
Have you ever seen a real animal in a Pokemon world?
No, because I'm saying, I think there are real animals in Pokemon. I think.
No, I don't think so.
You're so stupid, dude.
I don't recall.
There are only Pokemon in Pokemon, and there's animals in the world. Yeah, look at that.
No, I mean, like, I want you to be right. I want you to be right. I really do.
They got very lazy in this game. I noticed there was one character that's just a rabbit with, like, feet for ears.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Bungalby.
Bungalby.
but also, yeah, once they came out with the ice cream Pokemon in, I think there was the generation before the current one. There is an ice cream Pokemon. It makes me very upset. When I see a picture of the ice cream Pokemon, I get violently angry. I believe it is, I believe there is chocolate and strawberry, because it's multiple scoops.
Is it a Neapolitan situation?
I think it's a Neapolitan. I was trying to think of the word. I kept thinking Napoleon. I knew it was incorrect.
Neapolitan.
That's why I was thinking it, because of the Ben & Jerry's flavor and the independent Critical Darling movie.
Mario 3D, very easy. Fun. Good time. Still very, very simple.
I do want to point out there are some examples of real life animals in the Pokemon world. If you're interested in thorough analysis, you can go to Bulbapedia.
I love Bulbapedia.
Which is the Pokemon Wikipedia. It's very helpful.
It actually is.
Here's a few things dating back to the original games. In some of the Pokedex entries, when it describes, you know, different characteristics of the Pokemon, Indian elephants are mentioned a few times. Sometimes it says certain Pokemon munch on insects, not insect types, like a Caterpie or a Butterfree or a Metapod. None
of
those.
Is that what happens, though, in this Pokemon world? Do other Pokemon eat each other?
Certainly.
Right?
They don't need to eat. Yes. Yeah.
Don't you think that kind of brings down some of the magic?
Here's a picture of Pikachu. Is he eating? Pikachu's eating cotton candy. So there's one thing. There's also a dog in this picture.
You cannot confirm that that's a dog.
Let me see.
Oh, can't I? Look at the file.
That looks like a dog.
Look at the file name.
Is that Pokemon canon?
_dog.jpg. That's a good question. I think we have to consider two different things. There's the Pokemon TV show.
Yeah.
I believe it exists in a separate universe and reality of the Pokemon games. The Pokemon games, I believe, are one continuum.
I don't think that's taking place in the Pokemon universe. You can tell that is
which Pokemon
normal.
Universe?
Just like the video game Pokemon universe.
Okay.
Just the show, the game, whatever. You can tell that's clearly just standard Japan right there. Just, like, why is Missy wearing a kimono?
But look at her fan. Also, look in the background.
Like
there's
a giant
Caterpie float of some sort.
There's plenty of those in actual Japan. They love Pokemon.
Look at this carnival booth with a Zubat on it.
Be a Pokemon themed fair. I've been to many of those.
All right, I'll give you one thing. The caption in this Bulbapedia article does say this is a picture book, not a screenshot from the show.
A picture book.
Well, that's that then, I guess. It's not quite canon.
Okay, here's some examples of animals in the TV show. And again, you can, if you want to see this yourself, you can go to a Bulbapedia.com. Bulbagarden.net /wiki/animals_in_the_Pokemon, which has an E with the accent, _world. So there's a picture in the TV show. This is a screenshot from the anime. It is a Slowpoke, and on his tail is a fish, not a Magikarp, not a Feebas, just a fish.
Turn the music up.
All right, I'll turn the music up and it'll turn me down, but I'm not going to stop talking. They got junk food, comfort food, egg food, dig dug, a dog too, and a hot Jew, Mr. Wine Child. I mean, he's old, but not that mad. If I'm bad, I'll turn around in the corner for time out. Hi, Josh, what you want to do? You want to watch cartoons? HBO got Platoon. Hey, get back in the room. I assume your folks are going to be out late. Go make me Kool-Aid. I'm going to sit on the couch and masturbate and call my boyfriend Gabe and CVA. Spit out my bubblicious and get to one of them big fridges that can fit 10 midges. Damn, they rich. Hate to let me like 50 dishes, bitch. Let's find your mom's maids. Thinks she'll miss these Chanelings and high heels. You look like Jar Jar Binks. Go play under the sink. I want your daddy as well, but if you tell your dad sick of cell, God told me you're going straight to hell. Well, if you don't like it, I can leave, then you'll be alone, believe me, that's what the creepy monsters want. Plus I'll be taking your TV. Put on your jammers and don't wet the bed. I got a camera, I'll take a picture and show that little girl you like, Sarah. Oh, and one more thing, there's been several mass murderers spotted in the area. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. I'm making $6 an hour. Let's make fluffin' editors. Don't fucking edit another peep. I'll take the cookie cutter, make soft cookies out of your skin while you sleep. Keep still, I gotta check the bathroom cabinet. Hey, what are these pills? I'll take the value, Josh, you take a bag and a tag of it. Stop throwing up, I'm not paid enough. You clean up the rugs, that fluff. I told you $6 of the unmade jello was too much. Aye, kid, you gotta go to bed. I know it's only six, but my boy just came up and he wants me to give him head. Sit his bare ass on the couch while you watch Small Wonder. Next time you see Vicky, the spot will be sticky, cause I start to dig and use your mom's cucumber. Don't worry, I'll put it back in the refrigerator. Scared, you can have it for supper, nice and crisp in the Tupperware. No bedtime story, Gabe, get off, you're so horny. Josh, get in bed, Freddy Krueger, but let you see your mom in the morning. No porn and shut Bonita. The shade, Gabe. One day you know how nice it is to get laid while you're getting paid. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo! I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo! I'm making $6 an hour. Oh, Dad, they just came back. Jeez, Mr. W, your wife looks bad.
Oh, it must have been the drink she had. We drank some Mai Tais, watch high live.
You should really check out the Bulbapedia article if you are interested.
How old are you again? I forget. 19?
Yeah, so I've been like 4 more years.
Oh, one time, could you please show me one of those nice chairs?
Woo! Have you been working out?
No doubt. Here's the house.
You wanna come in? We just got this awesome new couch.
Ouch! Stop it, girl.
Can I get a little peek?
Nah, girl. I'll take a rain check and see you next week.
I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour.
Here we go.
Okay. We got Owl City in the studio. Live for us.
You would not believe your eyes if 10,000 fireflies.
I screwed up.
Sleep. Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere.
I don't know all the lyrics. I would just stand. I just know one lyric.
I like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to see, but I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to 3DS, 3 Dudes.
Hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs
as they tried to teach me
how to swim.
Oh, I thought
how to swim.
I was gonna say swim.
A sock hop beneath my bed.
disco ball just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe the planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. When I'm falling asleep, leave my door open just a crack.
Please take me away from here,
'cause I feel like such an insomniac.
I was hoping you could all take turns and talk about our favorite Borderlands.
Little company. We're at prize.
Favorite Borderlands memories. Bill, you first. Borderlands memories. What are your favorite memories concerning Borderlands?
I don't know. Playing with my boys.
I love... I have to say my best Borderlands memory was when I bought the new Borderlands 2 for $60. Played it for no more than 1 hour and never played it again.
Yes, similar to that, I first played Borderlands about 2 years after all my friends stopped playing it. So I played the famous multiplayer game alone every day.
I enjoyed Claptrap from that game.
Funny character, made me laugh. He said funny things, and a little naughty.
I liked his voice. He was very goofy.
Great voice.
Did Borderlands ever go on DS? I don't think
it did.
So.
Did not. Have they invented a real life Claptrap?
Why would they?
Do you mean a toy?
No, just like a real robot that can give you advice.
I think you're a robot. I can see it.
Talking about Siri or?
Siri!
You talking about the thing on your phone?
I'm talking about Siri.
I just want to put Siri on a wheel.
Can we just talk to Siri right now? Can you stop this music?
Siri. Yeah, I'll put on Siri.
Speaking to the mic.
Hold on. Well, it's attached to this.
No, but move the mic over.
Hi, Siri. Siri, where's the best place to eat?
What was that?
Is it not talking? Hold on. I'm gonna get Siri talking.
Want me to do it?
Siri, talk to me. Please.
Do you know how to use...
What's happening?
Can Siri.
You get someone closer.
Dropping my phone.
Ask you what a favorite 3DS game is.
Siri, what is your favorite 3DS game? I don't know what's wrong.
Why?
With
no, why
I
know what to
do. I don't know. What, I don't know what.
I got this. Hey Siri, what's your favorite 3DS game?
I don't have the code, but I could search the web for it.
Siri, I got it. Siri, what's your favorite 3DS game?
I don't like to play favorites.
But like, what game? Oh, but what game do you play a lot? Yes, you.
That's what I thought.
Siri, what's your favorite 3DS game?
Here's what I found on the web for Siri 3D's game.
Oh, man.
3D design Siri. Thank you, Siri. Well, that was a gross failure.
What would Siri look like if she was a person?
Probably you.
I don't think so.
Okay. I guess we can just disagree on that. There's another track we wanted to hear. I don't know if DJ Bill's pulling that up.
Yeah, I'm pulling that up. I think this is going to be the last song we play.
It very well could be.
Wait, can we not? Can we play Coconut Bowl?
That's open for debate.
Forget what it's called.
Well, you can't just search that. Alright, talk a little.
You want to give out our gamer tags?
I don't know our gamer tags.
I got it. Turn it up.
And how many years you've had...
Are you talking about Xbox?
Yeah, how many years you've had Xbox?
I'm Waffles 211. Ben is Jesus the Movie.
Alright, thank you for listening.
I just wanna be a fool. Sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
news today from my friends. You're in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining. Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Dear future husband, here's a few things you need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life. Buying what you need. You got the 9 to 5, but baby, so do I. So don't be thinking I'll be home and making up the pies. I never learned to cook, but I can pride of her. Sing along with me, sing along with me. Hey, you gotta know how to treat me like a lady, even when I'm acting crazy. Tell me everything's alright. Apologize, and maybe then I'll let you try and rock my body right. Even if I was wrong, you know I'm never wrong. Why disagree? Why disagree? Side of the bed. Hey. Open doors for me and you might get some kisses. Don't have a dirty mind, just be a classy guy. Buy me a ring, buy me a ring.
Yeah. Suitcase.
that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never ever stop.
Now at 11 p.m., according to that WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.